Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. And in today's exciting story, The Little Man with the Gun.
You know, kids, with school days here, don't forget Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Pops are sweeter, taste is new, they're shot with sugar through and through. Yes, Sugar Corn Pops are swell to carry with you in your lunchbox to have for grand snacks after school. And boy, do Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops make good, sweet eating for breakfast. Have Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops tomorrow. They're shot with sugar. Going up against armed criminals was all in a day's work for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. But the two lawmen found out that they needed more than a fast draw, a lot of courage, the time they were sent out to capture a little man with a gun.
Bill Hickok, I've been watching you, and you ain't smiled since 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
Just worrying about a little job we got ahead of us, Jingles.
Well, it sure must be a big job to give you a case of the gloom like you've got.
Nope. As a matter of fact, it's a little job. I just don't like it, that's all.
Well, frowning ain't gonna help but none. I know. I'll tell you some stories about my Uncle Stormy.
I've heard lots of stories about your Uncle Stormy, and I don't believe any of them.
Well, I'll tell you some new ones then. Maybe it'll cheer you up, huh?
I don't believe your Uncle Stormy ever lived, Jingles.
He did so. And half the towns down along the Pecos have got scars to prove it. Why, in Cactus Junction, they still talk about the time he come roaring into town riding a wild mountain lion bareback and whopping that old cat old legged as a live rattlesnake.
No, someday I'm going to Cactus Junction and check up on that story.
Bill, you don't realize how tough Uncle Stormy was. Why, I remember that time a sneaking little bushwhacker came up behind him and shot him 5 times in the back.
That's how he got killed, huh?
Oh, of course not. Didn't even let the air out of him. But he had some of the doggonest black and blue marks you ever saw. Of course, that's when Uncle Stormy was getting kind of old and he bruised easy.
It's no use, Jingles. Uncle Stormy doesn't cheer me up at all. Pooh, Buckshot.
Pooh, Joker, pooh. Well, what are we stopping at the sheriff's office for?
To pick up a warrant, partner. We got an arrest to make out at Iron Mountain.
Oh, well, we've done that before. Nothing for you to be moping about, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, this time we've got to arrest a 12-year-old boy.
12-year-old boy?
That's right. Sheriff here's got a warrant for us to take with us.
Oh. Now, howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Jingles. Bill. I got papers right here, Bill. Sorry, I have to ask you to do the job. But legally, these have to be served by you as Marshal.
Does somebody mind telling me what this is all about?
It's about a little maverick called Johnny Williams. Been living with his dad in that adobe shack out on Iron Mountain. Don't think he's got a mother. His dad got killed in a gun slinging the other night, so now the boy's got to be picked up and turned over to the juvenile authorities.
What are you and Bill so worried about? Grabbing a 12-year-old kid ain't going to be no trouble.
I'm afraid it is, Jingles. I went out there myself first without a warrant. The boy ran me off the place with a rifle.
He shot at you?
He sure did. Darn near got me, too. So I come back and got the legal papers made out. Now it's up to you and Bill.
All right, we'll get him for you, Sheriff. But I sure hate to turn him over to the juvenile authorities when he's that scared and excited.
Oh, he's just a tough little gunslinger. Why worry about him?
No, I'm not so sure. You know, when a youngster's that young and that tough, you sort of wonder why.
You sure do, Bill.
How'd the boy's father get killed?
He stole a horse, got caught at it.
No wonder the kid's no good with a horse thief for a father.
Oh, he wasn't a regular horse thief, Jingles. Of course, he was always a worthless sort of a coot. But it seemed to me he always looked out for the boy.
But you said he stole a horse?
First time he ever did anything like that. The cowboy that owned the bronc caught him and started to beat the daylights out of him. And in the fight, the cowpoke's gun went off and old man Williams just folded up and died. Didn't seem to be enough evidence to hold nobody for it, so I let the other fella go.
Does young Johnny know how it happened?
No. I couldn't get close enough to tell him anything except that his dad was gone.
Well, we'll go bring in your little outlaw, Sheriff.
Well, be careful, Bill. He's got a gun and he knows how to use it.
Bill, standing out in front of the shack with a rifle in his hand.
Ride in as close as you can, Jingles. And just before we get to him, we'll spread out. If he tries a shot at one of us, the other one can rope him.
All right. Get over there, Joker.
That's far enough. Pull up them horses.
We ain't gonna do it.
I said pull up. Whoa,
Buckshot. Whoa.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa.
I'd put up that gun if I were you, Johnny.
Get off my property. The next shot won't be high.
I wouldn't try another shot. Just hand it over and you've got nothing to fear from the law. Now, Jingles.
Yeah, I got a rope around his arms, but watch out for that gun.
I've got hold of it, Jingles.
Let me go. I'll kill you both.
Give me that rifle, you little bobcat. There. All right, take the rope off, Jingles.
You think it's safe?
Let me out of there.
Take it easy, boy.
All right, you got me. You're like all the rest. You hate me because I ain't got nothing. Well, I hate you, too. Go ahead and put me in jail. I'll get you someday. I'll grow up and come back and I'll kill you both. What's the law doing about the varmint that killed my dad? Nothing, because nobody cares. But I care, and someday I'm going to get even.
You through talking, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm through for now.
Then maybe you better listen for a while. Because, youngster, you've got a lot to learn.
Hey, Charlie, can you say popcorn backwards?
Oh, golly, Panhandle, that sounds simple enough. Corn pop.
Now tell me what that reminds you of.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Aha! Now I see what you've been leading up to. You just wanted to talk some more about your favorite cereal.
Yeah, Charlie, can't say enough about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. The cereal that's shot with sugar. Every golden nugget of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is sweetened through and through. You get that shot with sugar flavor in every bite. So, Wranglers, why not plan right now to count yourself in on this wonderful new shot with sugar flavor real soon? Say, tomorrow morning at the breakfast table. Of course, you'll want to keep that Sugar Corn Pops package right handy for snacks, too. And remember this, cowpokes. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are not only mighty good tasting, but mighty good for you, too. One average bowlful gives you your full day's requirement of that old sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. Not to mention all the other good vitamins and minerals you get from Sugar Corn Pops. So tell Mom you want the cereal that's shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles had one of the toughest jobs of their lives when they were sent to pick up a 12-year-old orphan boy, even after they took his gun away, he still defied them and swore that someday he'd get even with everybody.
You've done about enough talking, Johnny. Now you just listen to what Wild Bill Hickok's got to say.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's him standing right in front of you. And I'm Jingles.
But, holy cow, you ain't the kind of lawman they send after bad kids like me.
We don't think you're bad, Johnny, and we're no different than most of the lawmen you meet. The sheriff that came for you yesterday could have taken you in, but he just didn't want to shoot back and hurt you.
I don't believe it. He's the same sheriff that came out here last summer when my dad couldn't pay his bill at the general store.
Well, he was just doing his job, Johnny. Your dad owed the money.
And there was another sheriff that tried to run Dad and me off this ranch of ours. Said some big cattle company swore out a paper of some kind.
Well, Johnny, you know your dad never owned this land. He was just a squatter.
And when he got killed, he was trying to ride off on somebody else's horse. No wonder you got kind of a funny idea of the law.
I don't believe it. My dad never stole a horse nor nothing else. He never had anything much, but whatever he did have, he'd come by honest.
All right, Johnny. If you say so, that's good enough for me.
You mean you believe me?
I believe you until I can find some proof that you're wrong.
That's one thing about Bill. He never says anybody's guilty of anything till he's got the proof.
Gee, that's the first time anybody really listened to anything I said and believed it. Except my dad, that is. Most folks figure I'm just a poor kid that don't amount to nothing. So they don't pay any attention to me.
Well, you remember this from now on, then. You're just as important as anybody else.
And whatever you've got to say is probably a lot more important than some of the stuff we have to listen to.
Now, let's get on into town, shall we?
You taking me to jail?
Of course not. You haven't done anything.
Oh, then I'll probably wind up in one of those homes for kids like me.
Well, that might not be so bad, Johnny. Now, some of them places
Hold
are...
Hold it, Jingle.
But, Bill, all them papers say
Never
that...
mind. I think I can take care of those papers. Johnny, you know what you need right now is a real home with nice folks and... Well, I'm going to see if I can find you one.
You mean that?
Of course I mean it.
Oh, gee. It looks like I got something else I never had before.
What's that, Johnny?
Friends.
I don't know, Bill. Me and Sarah's got room out at our place, all right. No young'uns of our own. I don't know about taking in a wild one like that. Son of a horse thief.
I'm not so sure. His dad was a horse thief, Sheriff. That's one thing I mean to find out about.
And Johnny ain't a wild one either. Whole world's been fighting him and his pop ever since the kid can remember. So he fights back. That ain't nothing against him in my book.
It won't be for long, Sheriff. Just till Jingles and I can clear up his dad's killing and find a home for the boy.
Well, in that case, I'll be glad to take the lad in. But what do we do about all these papers that say we're supposed to turn them over to the juvenile authorities?
I'll wire the state capitol and tell them we're holding the boy as a witness in his father's death.
Of course, we won't bother telling them the witness is being held out at your ranch.
All right, fine. I always sort of wished I had a boy of my own. It'd be kind of fun having a young sprout around the place.
Now, let's get down to business. Who was the cowboy that shot Johnny's dad?
A fella named Ivers, Frank Ivers. Rider for the Desert Land and Cattle Company.
That outfit? Half the Desert Company riders are hired gun slicks. Well, they got their own private army and half the land in the county and 90% of the nerve.
That's a rough outfit, all right. And they got a lot of money and lots of power. Who saw Johnny's dad steal the horse?
Well, just about everybody in the Crystal Palace Cafe. He took the cayuse right off the hitch rack, tried to ride it out of town just as cool as you please. Ivers ran after him and pulled him out of the saddle. And in the fight, old man Williams got shot.
Did you see all this, Sheriff?
No, but there was plenty of witnesses. Half a dozen riders from the Desert Company told me the same story. They was having a celebration in the cafe, and they seen it all.
They were all friends of this fellow Ivers, huh?
Well, now that you mention it, Bill, they was. But Charlie Peters, that runs the Crystal Palace, is right there. He saw it the same way. Now, I don't think old Charlie would lie about it.
Maybe not. You hungry, Jingles?
What?
I said, are you hungry?
Of course I'm hungry. What's that got to do with it?
I thought maybe we'd go over to the Crystal Palace and have a little lunch.
Mm-mm. Smell that food, Bill. Charlie's always was a mighty fine cook.
Yep. Don't see him anywhere, though. Must be out in the kitchen.
Well, might as well make ourselves comfortable.
Here he comes now.
Yeah, good old Charlie. Howdy, Charlie! Charlie, you dropped something.
Oh, Dad blasted Jingles, you big melon head, you. What's the idea of scaring me like that?
Well, all I did was say howdy.
Oh, you just made me bust 50 dishes.
I was just being sociable. What'd you so doggone jumpy about? Act like a colt shying at a piece of paper.
Well, I got a right to be jumpy.
What about, Charlie?
Oh, never mind. I got a customer over here to take care of.
But we're customers, too. Hungry ones, Charlie.
I can't help it. Got to take care of Mr. Ivers.
Did you say Ivers?
Yes, Frank Ivers. Rides for the Desert Land and Cattle Company.
Bill, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I know, Jingles. Charlie, I'd like to talk to Mr. Ivers.
No, Bill. Not now. Not now. I got trouble enough.
Never mind, Charlie. I'll be glad to talk to Marshal Hickok. Introduce us.
Yeah. Bill, Jingles, Frank Ivers.
Howdy. Howdy. Now, just what do you want to talk about, Marshal?
He wants to know just how Johnny Williams' dad got killed.
The sheriff gave us the whole story, but we're just checking up for Johnny's sake.
Yeah, there ain't much to tell. Williams stole my horse right in front of everybody. I went after him and pulled him out of the saddle. In the fight, my gun went off and he was in the way. Guess he got what any horse thief gets, only he got it quicker.
That the way it happened, Charlie?
That's the way it happened, Bill.
Thank you, Charlie.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
Watch it, Charlie.
Williams didn't steal that
horse. Shut up.
Shut up yourself, Ivers.
Williams bought that horse for his boy, Johnny, Bill. He bought it with the last 20 bucks he had to his name.
Bill, watch him!
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Bill. He was trying to kill me to shut me up for good.
He almost did it, too, Charlie. It's a good thing Bill's as fast as he is with that six gun.
Get up, Ivers. You're going to jail.
You can't put me in jail. Sheriff said the killing of Williams was an accident.
Yes, but the sheriff never heard the true story. And that story is going to prove you're guilty of just plain murder.
You pop them right into your mouth at snack time. You pop them right into your cereal bowl long about sunup. Wranglers, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Mighty sweet eating any time for anybody. And you know, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops aren't just sugar-coated. No siree. They're shot with sugar through and through. You get that shot with sugar taste in every golden nugget of Sugar Corn Pops. And say, cowpokes, you and your mom will be glad to know that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are extra good for you, too. One average bowlful gives you your full day's need of that good old sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. So why not wake up tomorrow to a big bowl full of those wonderful Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and keep the box handy while you're listening to Wild Bill? But say, if you're fresh out of Sugar Corn Pops at your house, ask Mom to look for the bright yellow package that's got Guy or Andy riding his horse across the front lickety-split. Tell her to reach for the cereal that's shot with sugar through and through.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
With Wild Bill and Jingles backing him up, old Charlie Peters revealed that the supposedly accidental shooting of Johnny Williams' father was plain murder, and he went to the county jail with the two lawmen to tell his story to the sheriff and to Johnny.
Now, Johnny, just before this all happened, your dad told me that he just bought a horse for you from Ivers for $20.
You mean a real horse of my own?
Yeah, that's right. Said he'd never been able to give you any of the things that you should have had, but that you'd always wanted a horse.
Seems like I've wanted one all my life.
Yeah, well, you almost had one. But this skunk Ivers, he didn't say nothing about selling his horse. He made it look like your dad stole it. And then he shot your dad in the fight.
But why'd he do it?
I think I can answer that, Jingles. You see, the Desert Land and Cattle Company wants the land that Johnny's dad was working. They tried to scare him off, and when he wouldn't scare, they figured out a way to get rid of him, make it look like an accident. You were working on orders, weren't you, Ivers?
Yeah, I was. You got it figured right, Hickok. Another couple of months on that land, and old man Williams could have claimed squatter's rights.
Who told you to get rid of him?
My boss, Ace Brannon, the company foreman.
Then he's the man we want, Jingles.
Well, let's go get him. No use letting a sidewinder like that run around loose.
Go on out to the ranch after him. Ace's gun hands will mow you down with lead and leave you for the buzzards.
You won't have to go to the ranch to get him.
Why not, Charlie?
Because he's sleeping upstairs at the Crystal Palace. He and Ivers has been standing over me ever since the killing.
Is that why you backed up them Ranahans and their stories?
Sure. I had a couple of guns in my back all the time, Sheriff. Yeah, and that's why I was so dad-ratted jumpy that I dropped the dishes when Jingles yelled at me.
Come on, Jingles. We're going to the Crystal Palace.
I'm going with you, Wild Bill. Sheriff, lend me a gun.
Nothing doing, Johnny.
But it was my dad that was killed.
Now, Bill and me know how you feel about your dad, Johnny. This is our job, not yours. Now, you let the law take care of this. the lamp burning in the Crystal Palace. It was daylight when we left there.
Yeah, I see it, Jingles. Looks like Ace Brannon will be waiting for us.
Yeah, I ain't gonna let that stop me. I want that coyote right now.
You and me both. Who, Buckshot?
Joker.
All right, keep your guns ready, partner.
Yeah, they're ready. And I'm almost hoping I get a chance to use them. There he is.
Hold it right there, Ace. Don't go for a gun.
Well, Wild Bill Hickok, I believe, and Jingles.
You're doggone right it is. Now get those hands up.
Yeah, they're up. And I wouldn't think of reaching for a gun.
You better not.
But three of my men have their guns pointed right at your backs.
That's an old trick.
It's no trick, Hickok. We're here.
Bill.
We should have been watching for something like that, Jingles. We got too anxious.
Now, what do we do now?
You drop your guns. That's what you do.
Somebody shut out the light.
Blast him in. Cut him down.
Strike a light, Jingles, but be careful.
Okay, Bill.
All right, drop that gun.
Bill said drop it and he meant it. Now, anybody else got anything they want to try?
All right, you win, Hickok. But I'd like to know who shot out that lamp.
And so would I.
Wild Bill, Jingles, you all right?
Johnny, what are you doing here?
We're all right, Johnny. I got a hunch you're the one that shot out that light.
Yeah, I shot through the window. It was the only thing I could think of to do.
Well, you'll never have a better thought than that one if you live to be 100.
But I did something I shouldn't have done.
What's that, Johnny?
I just had to come and try and help you. So I ran away from the sheriff, and I stole his gun and his horse. It's the first time I ever stole anything.
Well, I don't think that was exactly stealing.
I'll say it wasn't. Now, the sheriff loaned them to you. When he gets here for his prisoners, he's going to tell you so himself.
You sure, Jingles?
Well, he sure will. And if he forgets that he loaned them to you, I'm going to sit on him until he remembers.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back your way again this Friday.
Yes, sir, and with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure story. Plan to be with us, will you?
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kids, do you like things that are yours, yours alone? Then enjoy Kellogg's Variety Pack. There's 10 personal portions of Kellogg's delicious cereals in Kellogg's Variety Pack. Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and other favorites. 10 personal portions of flaked, shredded, popped, and ready sweetened cereals. Have fresh, personal portion boxes of good Kellogg's cereals. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh, Dick Beals, Forrest Lewis, and Vic Perrin. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!